So here's the setup. World explodes, and you got this guy who figures out he's immortal in the explosion. So he's just jettisoned out into space. Several hundred years, he's sort of floating, somehow manages to not lose his mind, and eventually comes across some wrecked spaceships. He can't build a whole spaceship. He builds a wingsuit. He builds a solar sail, some propellant. But he's basically like this Leonardo da Vinci character just sailing through space. He becomes a myth to other spacefaring races. And yeah, that's the setup.
So this guy is like Space Icarus?
Yeah. I mean, like, by necessity, he needs to be Space Icarus. And, you know, there are all these sightings of him just throughout all the history of all of these different races.
Oh, man. I mean, like, you can think about each cultural difference, what it means to people to see, or like alien races to see that form just, you know, floating in their skyline.
Well, and would be really interesting if the story is first about like five different races at five different time periods and how they see things differently, and then you put the story together in the end with like his experience.
Ooh. So you get multiple perspectives on all these different cultures before you actually know what he did, what his experience was.
Well, not only like what he did, but even like perspective, like why he did it.
I see.
So, I mean, that's maybe neat. You've got something that like he saves or destroys a world that ended up being him running out of a fuel canister.
Oh, geez. So I can't help but think of Star Trek and their Prime Directive and how it's just like they break it like consistently. They just break it for the entire series, no matter what series it is.
I guess that's really interesting, because how consistent would you expect an immortal being to be like that? You know, is maybe the his first century of being much different than his last.
Yeah. You know, like, and spending that much time in isolation, like, it would definitely, you know, kind of skew the, just like any moral fiber that you had, like, how would that remain? How would he retain that? How would he know or care about this alien race that he's never talked to, whenever he's, you know, just getting some resources for his fuel canister so he can keep going?
Well, and I guess that might be an interesting, like, without getting too tropey with like, oh, the immortal learning from the mortal, you know, can we still have him interact with different groups and do something interesting?
Yeah.
That'd be something. And then, you know, I keep falling into the trappings of like, oh, there was someone else who was immortal, or why was he immortal, or all that sort of stuff. But there seems to be like, there's got to be more interesting places to go than the old vampire thing.
Yeah, you know, like vampire Dorian Gray, like just that's like the origin stories things with superhero movies. It's like, we don't need origin stories. We've already got all of the origin stories for everything that exists under the sun several times over. You know, it's infinitely more interesting to see what they do with the power that they have than just how they got it.
Maybe back to your Prime Directive, it could be the opposite of the Prime Directive. He's a pollinator.
Oh, God. Fuss with alien cultures as much as possible.
Or not even like necessarily, just like giving it all away. Just like, he's got a book. Oh my God, he's a door-to-door salesman.
just imagining.
That would be great, because he's like a myth and he's a legend, but he's selling himself. Have you heard the word of me?
Have you heard my word? I wrote it down on this piece of tinfoil for some reason.
Well, next time we'll have to figure out, how did he write his book? All right, that's it. Talk to you later.
All right, take care.